On today's show, Elon Musk is in serious hot water. Mercedes and Infiniti are developing vehicles with Formula One technology. And contrary to popular opinion, millennials do want to buy new vehicles. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the voice of the global automotive industry. Uh-oh. Could this be the end of Elon Musk's reign as CEO of Tesla? Yesterday, the Securities and Exchange Commission sued him for fraud and is looking to ban him from serving as an officer or director of any public company, and that, of course, includes Tesla. It stems from Musk's tweet in early August that he was thinking about taking the company private and had secured the funding to do so. The SEC says that was false and misleading. But Musk has released a statement saying he did nothing wrong, and more importantly, he still has the backing of Tesla's board. But if Elon is removed, it leaves the future of Tesla in serious doubt since he's so interlinked with the company. Volvo Trucks is gearing up to introduce all-electric commercial trucks in North America beginning in 2020. But before it sells them, it will demonstrate the technology in California next year. It's a public-private partnership in which Volvo will deploy 8 electric Class 8 trucks plus an additional 15 commercial trucks in the test. Smart technologies will also be used, including geofencing and smart diagnostics, to help monitor and maximize the vehicles. It's estimated that the project will reduce about 3,000 tons of greenhouse gases annually. You know, one of the ways to extend the range of an electric car is to reduce the electrical load from the heating and air conditioning system. To that end, the supplier company Valeo has developed what it calls the Smart Cocoon. When you get in a car, infrared and biometric sensors scan your body. They measure your heart rate, body temperature, and other factors. And that can activate heating or cooling panels in the door and roof that are close to your body, which uses far less energy than a traditional HVAC system. If someone else gets in the car, who may have been running and is hot, it scans their body and sets their temperature accordingly. Interestingly, Valeo also found that if you use red lighting inside a car, people will perceive the interior as being warmer. If you use blue lighting, they think it's cooler. And that perception can be by a couple of degrees. Valeo says we could see something like the Smart Cocoon in another 3 to 5 years. And still to come, Kia reveals the new K900.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems. And by ExxonMobil.
Mercedes has dropped the word project from its upcoming hypercar, and the production version will be officially called the Mercedes AMG One. The name in part comes from the fact that it will feature Formula One hybrid technology, like its 1.6-liter turbocharged V6 engine and 4 electric motors. The company also announced the One will have active aerodynamics, and that's a technology it's been honing since the 1950s. A multi-part, two-stage extendable rear wing provides maximum downforce in race mode. The Mercedes AMG One will be shown at the Paris Auto Show. And speaking of Formula One tech at the Paris show, the Infiniti Project Black S will showcase how F1 dual hybrid electric powertrain technology can be deployed in a road car. The prototype fuses a 3-liter twin electric turbo V6 with 3 motor generator units and an energy recovery system, and that combines for over 560 horsepower. The Project Black S will be able to do 0 to 100 kilometers an hour in under 4 seconds. And Infiniti says this car will be forging a path towards performance-oriented vehicle electrification. And while we're on the subject of reveals, Kia just introduced the second generation K900. Styling has been updated with a new grille design that looks wider and narrower than before. The lower fascia has also been reworked, and the side fenders no longer feature exhaust ports. You will also notice the headlights and taillights, which don't cut into the deck lid anymore, are blockier compared to the outgoing model. The reworked interior is highlighted by a 12.3-inch display screen, and Kia says the ease of operation was improved by reducing the number of interior switches and controls from 91 to 73. Power will come from the same 3.3-liter twin-turbo V6 found in the Stinger, and that produces 365 horsepower, and it gets mated to an 8-speed automatic transmission. The new K900 goes on sale later this year. You know, there's a perception that millennials don't like cars, but that's not the case, and we'll have more about that right after this.
Lear Connexus is the new application suite in vehicle connectivity designed to deliver over-the-air software updates and more from Lear Corporation's e-systems, leaders in power and data management.
There's a perception out there that millennials don't want to own a new car, but Professor Mike Bernacki from the University of Detroit Mercy has data to refute that. He's our guest on Autoline this week, and he talked about how millennials' car buying habits differ from older generations.
The Autoline This Week powertrain series preview is brought to you by BorgWarner.
When you take a look at it, you know, it's a fallacy to think that millennials don't want or won't buy cars because they want them and, you know, they will buy them. And not only that, but they understand the necessity of a car. And it also enhances their image depending upon the kind of car that they get. And so they're very, very interested in making sure that they make a good buy. And so the major difference is back many years ago, you know, they used to go to five dealers and make comparisons and et cetera, et cetera. Well, guess what? They make comparisons today, absolutely. But they make comparisons online, and the number of dealers that they go to, one. And it's to close the deal, not to be part of the deal. And, you know, versus five dealers, you know, years ago. So that's how, you know, the transformation has changed, John.
And you can watch that entire discussion right now on our website, autoline.tv, or you can find it on our YouTube channel. That's it for today. Thanks for watching. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you right back here again on Monday.
Wards is the industry leader for news, data, and analysis. That's why companies across the globe subscribe to our premium service, maybe even your own. Log in for subscriber access now. Check your company's intranet for details, and rely on wardsauto.com to keep you informed.